to the program. We start today with this new series on strength for today. We're living in perilous times and we need some strength for each day. Strength for today and bright hope for tomorrow. Stay tuned. Jeremiah chapter 18, verse 1 through 4, where it says, "The word of the Lord came to Jeremiah from the Lord, saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. So I went down to the potter's house, and, behold, he wrought a work on the wheels. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hands of the potter, so he made it again another vessel, as seemeth good to the potter to make." I want to read also Romans chapter 9, verse 20 and 21. God says, "Who art thou that rebellest against God? Shall the thing formed say to the thing that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel to honor and the other to dishonor?" We're going to look at these verses, but before we do, listen to this message and song by Myna Oglesby. It's called The Potter's Hands. Listen very carefully to the words, and then we'll talk about those scriptures.
To the hands of the potter, from an old field of clay, I was brought by the Spirit to Jesus one day, and the people gathered round him, and each tried to say what the potter would make from this poor lump of clay. Just some clay and the potter, plain old clay, but the potter for his tender and kind as he fashioned a vessel of love. In the hands of the potter I was washed clean, and then on my sweep Jesus crushed me only.
No doubt if you've been a Christian for any length of time, you've stood in church and sung with other Christians, "Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded, and still." If you sung that hymn, then what you can expect the following week is the first thing that he's going to do when he makes a vessel is he's going to remove it from the common lump. The potter doesn't take a whole bag of clay and throw it on the wheel. He takes a little bit. He removes it from the common lump. The second thing that he will do is he'll throw it down on the wheel and he'll begin punching on it to make it pliable. It's got to be pliable if he's going to make a vessel. Well, then once it's pliable, he's got some pedals under his table and his feet get moving on those pedals, which causes the wheel to begin to start spinning. And as it starts to spin, he puts his hands on the clay and he molds the clay into some kind of a vessel. Now keep in mind that he is the potter, the Lord is the potter, we are the clay. And here we are spinning around, around and around, going all around. What is going on in my life? That's part of what you prayed for when you sang, "Thou art the potter, I am the clay." Well, we're spinning around looking both ways for Sunday when all of a sudden the wheel stops because in his wounded hands, being very sensitive, he can feel something in the clay that is not pliable. And so he stops the wheel, he takes that part out, he throws it aside, puts the clay back down on the wheel, punches it around a little bit more, starts spinning it again, and as we said here, the clay was marred in the hands of the potter, so he made it again another vessel that seemed good to the potter to make. Now the thing is, it's going to be a little bit smaller than the vessel was planned to be, but that was not the fault of the potter, that was the fault that the clay was not pliable. Well, after he spins it around for a while, you say, well, now he can put it up on the table there and he can paint it now, make it look nice. No, what he does next is he takes that vessel and he puts it in the oven and he turns up the heat. Now, if there's anything left that is not pliable, what'll happen is that vessel will crack. If it cracks, we have what we call a crackpot. Perhaps you're thinking of someone who would fall in that category. That Christian is a real crackpot. Well, let's hope nobody's thinking about you or about me. A crackpot. What are you going to do with that now? It's not of much value. You can put it up on the shelf and throw your old bobby pins in it or safety pins or maybe some old pencils that are too short but you don't want to throw them out yet. It's not going to be much of a vessel. Well, what happens here is once it passes the heat test, and there we have it. First of all, we're spinning around wondering which way is up, and then the next thing we know, we're put under the heat, and we're tested again and again. Well, the Bible's very plain. God says, I'm going to have a vessel to honor, or I'm going to have a vessel to dishonor. Again, we read in Romans chapter 9, verse 20, "Who art thou that replieth against God? Shall the thing formed say to him that formed it, Why hast thou made me thus? Hath not the potter power over the clay of the same lump to make one vessel unto honor and another unto dishonor?" Some people are just vessels to dishonor. They're not totally worthless. They can always serve as a bad example. And that's why Paul the Apostle said in 1 Corinthians 9 and 27, "I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I have preached to others, I myself should be a castaway." And so we're living in very perilous times. Not only are the unsaved living in perilous times, we as Christians are living in perilous times as well. And so when the heat's up, it's a matter of trusting the potter. "Thou art the potter, I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will, while I am waiting, yielded and still." Listen again to this message in song, The Hands of the Potter, just taken from an old field of clay. What a tremendous privilege we have to be used of the Lord, to be a vessel unto honor.
To the hands of the potter, from an old field of clay, I was brought by the Spirit to Jesus one day, and the people gathered round him, and each tried to say what the potter would make from this poor lump of clay. Just some clay, and the potter, plain old clay, but the potter bore his hands, though wounded, were tender and kind as he fashioned a vessel of love. In the hands of the potter, I was washed clean, and then on life's wheel, Jesus crushed me again and again. And the people passing near him could all hear him say, I must do what I will with this poor plain old clay, but the potter bore his hands, though wounded, were tender and kind as he fashioned a vessel of tender.